The Writer's Almanac podcast is supported by Poetry Magazine. For over 90 years, a premier publisher of contemporary verse. You can find it online at poetrymagazine.org. And here is the Writer's Almanac for Saturday. It's the 30th of August, 2008. It's the birthday of Bernard Geiss, born in Chicago, 1909. His father was a cigar manufacturer. He went off to Northwestern, majored in English, got a job as an advertising man, bounced around in journalism, wound up at Esquire magazine. And there he used his connections to start a publishing company. And he opened up a field that was then not known, TV personalities writing books and using television to promote books. Groucho Marx wrote a book for him, Groucho and Me. Art Linkletter wrote The Secret World of Kids, Abigail Van Buren. And Bernard Geiss became the first person to use television to sell books. He was the publisher of Andrew Greeley and also the publisher of Jacqueline Suzanne, her Valley of the Dolls, which was on the bestseller list for over a year, and Helen Gurley Brown's Sex and the Single Girl, back in the day when you couldn't say sex on TV and Helen Gurley Brown just held up the book and put the cover up in front of the TV camera. Bernard Geiss, who, as one of his associates said, made authors into celebrities and celebrities into authors. It's the birthday of Warren Buffett, born in Omaha in 1930, who last February was ranked by Forbes magazine as the richest person in the world, worth about $62 billion, though still living relatively frugally, living still in the home that he bought in 1958 for $31,000 and driving his own car and earning an annual salary of about $100,000. Warren Buffett, who said, "I don't have a problem with guilt about money. The way I see it is that my money represents an enormous number of claim checks on society. It's like I have these little pieces of paper that I can turn into consumption. If I wanted to, I could hire 10,000 people to do nothing but paint my picture every day for the rest of my life, and the GNP would go up, but the utility of the product would be zilch. And I would be keeping those 10,000 people from doing AIDS research or teaching or nursing. I don't do that, though. I don't use very many of those claim checks. There's nothing material I want very much. And I'm going to give virtually all of those claim checks to charity when my wife and I die." And in fact, 2 years ago, Warren Buffett announced his plans to give 83% of his fortune to the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, and began transferring stocks to that company. Warren Buffett, who said, "If past history was all there was to the game, the richest people would be librarians." Here's a poem for today by Alice N. Persons, entitled "The Man in Front of You." "Is just tall enough, has soft black hair and golden skin, wide shoulders, and smells good. You stand behind him in the movie line, or buying flowers on Boylston Street, or see him on the subway, not far down the car, his clean brown hands on the overhead rail. The man in front of you could have just killed someone, or might have a bitter face, may love no one, or always sleep alone. The man in front of you hurries out of the station or rushes around the corner and vanishes into a cab. You never see his face, but in dreams he comes to you and does not slip away." A poem by Alice N. Persons, "The Man in Front of You," from Never Say Never, published by Moonpie Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can read thousands of classic and contemporary poems online at poetryfoundation.org. engineered by Thomas Scheutzker. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch. Hello, it's Garrison Keillor from A Prairie Home Companion, hoping you're having a good summer. We're going to have a wonderful summer at A Prairie Home with our big rhubarb tour, visiting state fairs and traveling all over the country with Susie Boggess, Fred Newman, the Guy's All-Star Shoe Band, Guy Noir, Private Eye, the News from Lake Wobegon, and so forth. For ticket information, you can visit us at prairiehome.org. The show we've always wanted to do, so we hope we'll see you this summer.